guiding principles of 133, and it really hits home with cash flow accounting, so it's worth repeating a bit. First and foremost, freestanding and embedded derivatives. It covers all derivatives and expands the definition of the derivative. So even if you're a company that has no derivatives, 133 still can impact you. And you're saying, well, how can that be? Well, it's because the definition of the derivative expands and can include certain commodity contracts if it has the features that Evelyn talked about this morning in terms of net settlement, payment provisions, etc., little or no initial investment. And there are a number of commodity contracts that I've seen through our implementation program that actually meet the definition of derivative. And you think some of these commodity producers would say, we don't do futures. That doesn't apply to us. 133 is on the back burner. I'm worried about it. When in fact their entire commodity purchasing program is now considered a derivative program. It's been on the back